Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right here in just a moment.
Crop Plan by Winfield combines high-performing seed genetics with local, field-tested answer plot results to provide farmers with localized management strategies that incorporate seed placement, proper nutrition, and crop protection product recommendations based on solid data. They've planted multiple answer plot locations in the Southern Plains region this year, showcasing winter canola and winter wheat. Crop Plan by Winfield, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Farm and Ranch News Daily Email.
It's the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association 37th Annual All Breed Bull Sale. It's Saturday, February 7th at 12:15 at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion. The sale includes bulls consigned from the Black Hereford Ranch, 2-H Farms, Murrow Farms, Moliad Angus, and many more. The sale features some 40-plus breed-age bulls registered in commercial Angus, Hereford, Red Angus, Simmental, and others. For more information, call 580-497-7366 or send an email to rmccattleman@yahoo.com. And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, let's check these livestock futures here this morning. And wow, cattle futures really took a tumble yesterday. Feeder cattle limit down across the board even.
That's right, Dave. The early trading yesterday actually started off a little bit on the mixed side for the cattle complex. But then, as Dave said, the selling took over. We slammed prices into triple-digit losses. Feeder cattle were down the $4.50 limit at every one of the 2015 contracts, and we will see this morning at 8 o'clock when we reopen expanded limits of $6.75 for the feeder cattle. Now, the live cattle will continue to have their $3 limit. A combination of the larger-than-expected herd rebuilding in Friday's inventory report and more fund long liquidation was behind the hard downside that took place yesterday. Now, choice box beef was 17 cents higher yesterday. Select boxes and down 14 cents, had a total movement of 143 loads. Cattle kill estimated only 105,000 head. Cash feeder index was down 15 cents yesterday. On the close yesterday, April live cattle, $2.67 lower. March feeders down the $4.50 limit. And April lean hogs down $1.32.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, as we checked these grain futures yesterday, you know, the corn and the soybeans really worked hard to get to the positive side. They just couldn't do it yesterday. Wheat futures also lower yesterday.
Pretty good description of yesterday's trade, Davis. We did see wheat, corn, and soybeans unable to hold some early session upside. They closed negative once again. We just did not have any big news yesterday once again. Export inspections were only good for the soybeans yesterday. After the markets closed, Egypt announced a wheat tender. We've yet to see any results out of that yet this morning. Now, trading overnight is a whole different story. We've seen positive trade. We've seen very good trading volume overnight for the grain and the soy complexes, and it looks like we're going to see a turnaround Tuesday trading session with upside. March Casey wheat at the moment, 5.75 higher. March corn's up 3.5. March soybeans trading 9.5 higher. March cotton's up 50 points. March crude oil up $1.11. The March dollar index down 2 cents. And March Dow Jones futures trading 46 points higher.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet. Either one by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time today as always. And we'll visit with you again tomorrow. That'll be a great one again, I'm sure. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.